News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
European households waste more than 70 kilos of food per person per year, amounting to an estimated 69 million tons of wasted food across Europe and the UK last year. So how does Ireland compare when it comes to tackling food waste? And why do we waste so much? Michaela O'Leary from Too Good To Go may have some of those answers. Michaela, why is it that so much of the food ends up in the bin?
Morning, Anton. I know the stats are frankly a bit shocking, aren't they? In Ireland alone, we waste 2 million kgs of food every single day, which is just a phenomenal amount of food to be throwing out when you think of all the time and effort that goes into producing it. And look, I think up until very recently, maybe people weren't really focused on their food waste. You know, you do your shop, you make your food. At the end of the week, you're throwing some things into the bin or into your compost bin, and people weren't really thinking about it. But now, as I think the environmental impact of food waste and the financial cost to households of food waste is becoming more spoken about and more aware, consumers are really trying to change their behaviours and reduce that weekly food waste.
Is there a competence challenge in that? Because usually to be able to deal with leftover food stuck in the back of the fridge requires a capacity to cook.
For sure, it requires the capacity to cook. I think the biggest challenge is awareness and focus. You know, the biggest driver of food waste in my mind is how much you're bringing into the house on a weekly basis. I always feel a bit boring when I give this advice, but if you want to meaningfully reduce your food waste, you have to write your shopping list. You know, you have to be super aware of what you have in your fridge and in your cupboard, make sure you're not over purchasing anything. And, you know, having the time to do things like meal prep, knowing exactly what you're going to eat on every day. It's not super exciting, but it gives you that control. So at the end of the day, you're not throwing out, you know, unnecessary food.
There's a packaging challenge in that though as well. I mean, if you buy a bag of spuds and you use enough for dinner for the family this evening, there's always those two spuds that hang around in the back of the press until they grow eyes.
You're right. And I think this is where the kind of, you're at a natural advantage if you enjoy cooking and you've got a bit of creativity in you and you're thinking, oh, how could I use those leftovers tomorrow? Could I cook those spuds and make a potato salad the next day? Do I have space to store them in, you know, can I cook them and store them in my freezer? So depending on what kind of resources you have at your disposal, you can be very creative with it. I mean, I consider, you know, your freezer your best friend when it comes to reducing your food waste. Part of it is what you bring into the house. But as you said, there definitely is an awareness and a confusion piece to it as well. You know, you were talking about the EU levels of waste. We know across the EU that 10% of all household waste comes from a confusion around date labels, the difference between best before and used by. So best before is a quality indicator, and used by as a safety indicator. But 10% of all food waste happens because people think, oh, it's gone past its best before. I 100% have to throw that in the bin. I can't eat it. So awareness around small things like that actually make a big difference in reducing your food waste also.
Michaela, thanks very much for your time. Michaela O'Leary, Key Accounts Manager with Too Good To Go. Text to say school lunches programs. Bet that's a major cost of food waste. Another, how much of that food waste is from large catering companies? Well, if you have a view, 53106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.